For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The WKU football team's dramatic overtime win Saturday night against Kentucky is being called a landmark victory by a man who has seen the depths from which this program has risen. WKU Athletic Director Todd Stewart remembers it wasn't that long ago when the Hilltoppers were riding a 26-game losing streak that spanned three seasons, including a winless 2009 campaign. The school hired Willie Taggart, a former WKU quarterback and offensive coordinator, as head coach in 2010. Stewart told WKU Public Radio the difference between the Hilltopper program that won in Lexington Saturday and the one that dropped 26 straight is astronomical.
That's the impact, Kevin, that Coach Taggart has had. And, you know, you talked about the 26-game overall losing streak. You know, when he was hired just 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago now, we had a 20-game losing streak when he was hired. That was the longest losing streak in the nation. And if you take our record before he was hired and then his first season, you know, we went 2-10 his first season, kind of a rebuilding year, and then we started 0-4 last year. So we actually had a period where we were 4-36. We lost 36 out of 40 games. But then since that stretch, the amazing part about this turnaround is since that 4-36 stretch, we are 9-2, and the only two losses are at number one LSU and number one Alabama. I mean, it's a remarkable job that he's done in really relatively short order.
Athletic directors constantly talk about building momentum for their teams and the brand of their respective institutions. Winning, of course, is the ultimate momentum builder. But Stewart says a win like the one WKU pulled out this weekend goes beyond any ordinary victory.
I don't know that you can measure how positive of an impact that it really is. It's almost such a huge impact, it's immeasurable. And by that I mean, especially here in Kentucky, to beat Kentucky, I mean, so many fans in Bowling Green, justifiably so, grew up UK fans. We have students on our campus who still wear UK shirts. A lot of them do, and they grew up rooting for UK. So I think for everybody, but particularly for the people who grew up rooting for UK or at least following UK, there's no better way to validate that our program's turned the corner than to actually beat the team that they're the most familiar with. And that's huge. And then the exposure part of it is just enormous. I mean, the fact that it was a nationally televised game on ESPNU, which means they therefore show highlights on SportsCenter throughout Saturday night and Sunday morning, and on the front page of obviously the Bowling Green paper, but the Louisville, the Lexington paper, just a big story really regionally and nationally. I mean, that's what you really can't put a price tag on.
Understand this, a win over any SEC school would have been a major accomplishment for WKU. But for Hilltopper coaches, players, and fans, this wasn't just any SEC school. This was Kentucky, and especially if you hail from the Commonwealth, beating the school in your home state with the largest athletic profile means something big. After the game, there was a bit of trash talk from head coach Willie Taggart, who said WKU Red is the new blue, getting in a dig at UK's Big Blue Nation. But WKU Athletic Director Todd Stewart says Kentucky showed a great deal of class and generosity when they signed a contract involving four football games against WKU.
You know, honestly, one thing that's kind of been lost in all this is I think Mitch Barnhart, Kentucky's athletic director, and Rich Brooks, their former head coach, really deserve a lot of credit for this series. And what I mean by that is, you know, they scheduled this four-game series with us, and two of the four games weren't even in their stadium. They did not have to do that. I mean, they didn't have to do that. But I think what they did is they did something that's great for college football. And if you look around at a number of the states across the country, the marquee team in the state doesn't play teams within their own state.
Now, with their win against UK under their belt, the Hilltoppers are preparing to host Southern Miss Saturday night at L.T. Smith Stadium. You can find more from our interview with WKU Athletic Director Todd Stewart at our website, wkyufm.org, and at our Facebook page. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.